Okay. Tonight, I like to talk to you that how important it is to give certain meaning, right? Because our gene respond to the meaning. Because as you know now, our gene is what? Letters, right? Letter is something, it must be created and devised, right, to express what you mean, right? Yeah. So that's why letters must respond to the meaning. And our cells, every single cell in your body has that gene, which is letter, which is what? Express the will, the message of whoever created our body. And now how our body get damaged? Okay. This afternoon, you now found out that we are struggling in between two different voices, right? Two different signals, okay, coming into us and influencing our genes. Now, when we are under the stress, okay, stress means what? All this noise of what? Speakers. When you hear, that's the stress. Okay? And it's so simple. That's what stress is. And when you have that stress, when you're paying attention, when you are not refusing all these noises of the speakers, right? The voice of evil angels. And when you accept that, that's the stress. Okay? Then as you, usually what? When you accept that, what happened? You feel angry. You feel resentful. You feel hopeless. Right? God will never give you such a voice. Yeah. God will always make you what? To be hopeful, to be forgiven, right? To be joyful. See, that's the voice of life. But it is very hard for us to accept the voice of life. But it is no problem to accept what? Voice of death. Yeah. It is hard for me to convince people that you are okay with God. Many people says to me, Dr. Lee, I know God is good, God forgave me, but still I am what? Suffering from what? This voice of death says, you're no good. You're not going to go to heaven, you know. You're going to be punished. This is not that. According to the nature of God, He'll never do so. Okay, let me just show you the evidence. Okay. Okay, here, let's see. Luke chapter 6, verse 35. But love your enemies, do good, and lend hoping for nothing. For God is what? For He is kind to the unthankful and what? Evil. God is kind to what? Evil. I hope you don't feel this way. Oh, he's still kind to the evil. Okay, then I'll be evil. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of people who feel this way. Because I always wanted to be evil, right? And he's kind, still kind to the evil. Oh, okay, then I'll be evil. No problem for that. You know. Okay. You are free to feel that way. But it is what? Self-destructive, isn't it? There are lots of people feel that way when they read this kind of word of God. And the main purpose of God is saying this is what? God wants you to feel what? Relieved. Wow. He is kind to me, who's so evil, right? My, I didn't know. Because I've always been feeling what? Condemned. That he is soon going to punish me, right? But my, he's kind to the evil. And I has been what? I have been so unthankful. You see, this kind of thing is incredible. You know, we're not used to with this kind of goodness, right? This kind of goodness is so what? So easily misunderstood. What? Doesn't make sense. You know, we are so wicked. This kind of thing does not even make sense to us. See, that much we have been altered. Yeah. We are changed. So destructively changed. See? We are so used to with what? The statement saying, God loves good people and hate what? Bad, evil people. That's what we hear, and we have no more questions. We believe that very easily, right? But when this kind of thing comes, it's hard to believe. It's hard to believe. So, it is very important to really give your own problems you're having. Either you have a depression problem or some kind of physical disease or cancer, whatever. If you put wrong meaning upon your problem, then it is really a problem. You know. The most common meaning to give when a person has cancer is, so, I am being what? Punished. I know why I'm being punished. I know. I did this wrong, that wrong, and so on. So I deserve that. Or some people say, I know I kind of deserve it, but there are lots of guys what did something even worse than I did. Why me? All this kind of wrong meaning you provide to the problem you have. See? As you do, as you misunderstand what God does, you know, it's going to influence to your gene even worse. See? It is very important to understand why you're having problems. So, really, forget that notion, that the concept that you are being punished, right? God is not in the what? Punishing business, right? God is in what? In the business of saving people from punishment. See? And so, because he said what? Love your what? Enemies. When God is asking you to love enemies, do you think he can get angry at enemies? You know? He's not a hypocrite. Okay? He does what he teaches. Right? So, God is kind to the unthankful, even evil. It's amazing. I know many people never seen it, even though they read it many times. See? Because that's our spiritual blindness. You know? When I saw that, wow! That's unthinkable, you know? It was spark to me. And it motivated me to know this God more. Right? And that caused motivation. I want to know God more. You know. Instead, what? Okay, he's kind to the evil. Okay, I'll be evil. That means what? You didn't have spark yet. See? That's what it is. So it is important to see the real meaning of God. What did he really mean by saying this? And that's what really causes, strengthens your gene. Because our gene responds to the meaning. That means, you saw, our gene structure is what kind of structure? Assembled structure, right? It is a part and part, it is like a puzzle. As long as genes assemble tight, this tightness comes from what? When it is so meaningful, you are full of meaning, then your genes are tight. When you begin to say, oh boy, what's the meaning? Then your genes going to what? It's going to loosen up, right? Yeah, it's going to be easily damaged. Genes can be very easily damaged. See? When genes have destructive meaning, which is coming from what? Voice of death, right? And then you become self-destructive. Let me show you a very interesting picture here. Okay? This is kind of interesting. Like a stress response, it says, right? Yeah. Moderate drinkers increase intake of alcohol after what? Nasty experiences. Okay, this is from Science magazine. Like Rutschkatat. Stressed mutant mice hit the bottom more often. Okay. Okay. Now, what this experiment says is this. You can see there's two bottles. Okay. This is water. This is alcohol. When this is a male mouse, when this mouse, this boy was with very nice female, and they are in love with each other, they were very happy together. You know what? This guy never hit the bottle. Never. Okay. He always drink what? Water. Why? Because he was in the happiness. He was in love. That means what? He was under the influence of sparks. Love is spark, isn't it? Yeah. Then it is what? Self-constructive. He's drinking water. Then scientists brought another male mouse, okay, right next to him. And then scientists took this female whom he was in love, moved her into what? This new male. Now he cannot be with her, and he's looking at the other guy have that female, you know. And he was mad. You're so mad. After that, he was hitting the bottle. Isn't that interesting? Now he is in what? In anger. In hatred, he is what? Under the power of what? Death. When he was completely under the power of death, he began to destroy himself. See? Isn't that interesting? And the destructive habit. For him, when he was in love, when he hit the bottle once or twice by mistake, he hated alcohol. now under the stress, in the hatred, in the anger. When he hit bottom, you know, it tastes good. Isn't it interesting? The death tastes better than ever. Why? Because you are in the death now. Whole thing changes according to what manner of spirit you belong to. See? Yeah. That's why it is very important for your health to really what? To keep the right spirit, right kind of spark, the life-giving spark come to you and reach your genes. Right? You have to definitely, positively refuse, right? By using extraordinary measure to refuse this death-promoting sparks. Okay. So interesting. So, all this self-destructive behavior, it springs up when you are under the what? Under the influence of death-giving spirit, sparks. So that's why, without changing your spirit, you cannot change your habit, right? Yeah. Oh, I'm not going to drink alcohol. Dr. Lee said alcohol was bad for my liver, you know, etc. Okay, no, I'm not going to drink alcohol anymore. No. Does it work? Yeah, it worked a few days. Yeah. Then after a few days, they drink more, right? Yeah. Because it is more important to change up here, something intangible, something coming to you, see, from outside. Yeah. Yes. So that's why it is easy for you to be on a healthy diet here in the program. But when you go out, right, and then all the new stress comes and so on, then your appetite go right back. As the spirit changes, your body responds. See? Yes. That's the way it is. See? That's why it is so important for you to really get the, you know, these tapes, right? And retrain your spirit. You know who is most what kind of people are most successful people in terms of struggling with disease and stresses? When you know you are very impressed with the lecture. Yes, this is the way. Oh, yes, this is exactly what I need. Then, don't just quit right there, okay? And you are so impressed. I know you're getting impressed. You know what? It doesn't stay with you that long. Don't trust yourself, really. Yeah. If I ask you tomorrow, you cannot answer me anymore. So you have to listen to the tape and write down and study and try to explain to somebody else. You know what? I heard a lecture from Dr. Sangli. He said, That happens all the time, right? Yeah. Then you have to go right back. Wait! I know this is going to help you too. See? Then you are listening again and reconstructing your own what? Story, and to let other people, your friend, know. While you're explaining, you get stuck again. Then come back and do it again. You know? That's how your brain will be able to form the new synapse. You know? Then you are by beholding, you are what? Changed. Yes. By beholding, you are really going to change. And if you say, I strongly recommend you to go to Dr. Sangli's program. And he said, why? What was so good? It was good! It was good! Why? What was so good? You better go and listen. Most people do that, you know. That means that kind of impression will be what? Will be lost. Soon it will be lost. See? Because you should be able to what? Explain yourself. That much you should be into it. Yeah. You know, where was it? Luke chapter 6. I forgot the verse. But you know, in that verse, God is even kind to the what? Evil. Can you believe that? Then the other guy says, I don't believe that kind of stuff is in the Bible. Then you have to what? Read the entire chapter of Luke 6, right? And you finally found, yes! You know, that's how you begin to form what? Synapse in the brain. Okay. That's when you're getting changed. See? You become gradually different person. This kind of processes, this kind of biological processes, I call sanctification. See? Sanctification is not religious change. You need to really change. Then it is being deserved what? To be called sanctification, right? Yes. So, I was so impressed about this, you know. And also, when you are under the stress, then what happens is you're angry, you're in hatred, your body cells begin to produce something called the superoxide radical or oxygen-free radical, right? And this oxygen-free radical, normally we produce all the time, maybe because we're under the stress all the time, you know? Yeah. And this superoxide radical is very destructive. Let me show you that picture. Very destructive. It destroys your cell membrane. It destroys your genes. Look at this. Okay. Can we improve the focus? Okay. This is good. This is cell. And this is nucleus, this is chromosome, genes, and this is mitochondria, okay? And it is glucose, the sugar comes into mitochondria, oxygen comes with the spark, right? Then produces what? Energy. As a byproduct of this energy production process, mitochondria produces this superoxide radical. The superoxide radical is destroying your mitochondria or your gene and or your cell membrane. So cells dies more quicker, so it what? Enhances aging processes. The gene damage causes cancer and other diseases, right? So there is always gene changing, gene damaging processes are happening in your body. See? Yeah. So you therefore, your gene constantly requires repair program. If gene does not get repaired, then you have serious diseases. See? Now, when this happens, okay, when this happens, look. This is a basis, right? This is a superoxide radical. Hits what? Base and what? Break this base. Right? And it destroys. Yeah. But now, scientists thought the superoxide radical damage to the gene was random, right? Anybody will think it is random damage, right? Do you know what random means, right? It's not, what is opposite to random? Selective, right? Yeah. How superoxide knows what to damage, right? So it'll damage whatever is on its what? On its way, right? But you know what scientists found out? This. Look at this. This is from Scientific America. Yeah, Scientific America. Okay. Look at it. They're talking about the superoxide radical. Free radical damage during aging is what? Not random. Isn't that interesting? It is not random. Causing decline all around our cells. That's what scientists originally thought. If you produce the superoxide radical, it'll hit anything on its way, right? So it is randomly damaging everything in the cell, you know, including, you know, cell membrane, mitochondria, gene, whatever, you know. So, and causing damage all around what? Our cells. And instead, Dr. Sohar, okay, says, we are talking about damage that is very what? Very selective. Isn't that crazy? I thought this was so interesting. Superoxide radical knows exactly where to go and damage something very selective. Why do you think it is? Very selective. And that may mean aging comes from what? Specific biochemical losses. So everybody is different. Everybody is different. Yeah. Why some people selectively, the superoxide radical goes to selective spot in selective genes? Isn't that interesting? It does not cause overall decline. So some people, they are still what? Their memory is still good, but their prostate is in terrible condition, you know? Some people the other way around. Prostate is functioning very well, but what? Now, brain cell is what developing very fast in early aging process. I was very encouraged by reading this statement. I have original paper, but this is something crazy, you know? Why do you think? See, superoxide radical is very small. Usually oxygen, one oxygen and one what, hydrogen. It's very simple structure of chemical. You know? And it is highly charged. And then it hits and it damages the everything in our body. But the damage is not random. It is what? Very selective. Why it is selective? This is a very interesting observation, really. From this kind of information, I can draw some preliminary conclusion that our disease, if you have a certain disease, it's because of what? Your own tendency for that. Right?
Man.
Right? Isn't that interesting? Yeah. It may be too much rash conclusion, I know, but for the time being, the way I have been observing the patient, it is a strongly what? I have the strong impression that it is true. I cannot give you any kind of statistical data to prove this, you know. But this is amazingly going along with this. Let me give you an example. There's a disease called autoimmune disease. See? Autoimmune disease means that your immune system is turning against you. Your immune system were originally programmed to destroy your enemy, right? Such as cancer cells, or a hepatitis virus, or AIDS virus, and so on, right? But if you have autoimmune disease, what's happening is your own T cell is turning what? Against you. Your own T cell somehow lost its own what? Its own original natural character to protect you. Instead of protecting you, your T cell is now what? Attacking you. See. Most typical example is your own T cell is attacking your joint, causing rheumatoid arthritis. Your own T cell is attacking your thyroid gland, causing thyroiditis. See? Your own T cell is attacking your own bone marrow, causing what? Autoimmune anemia. All kinds of diseases. And you have alopecia areata. You know what alopecia means? You lose your hair, right? Coin, like coin. So your own T cell is attacking your hair cell and making you lose hair in certain area. There's so many different kinds of autoimmune disease, like lupus. You know the lupus, right? And your own T cell is attacking your own capillary blood vessels and causing all the damage in the liver, in the brain. Why? Because your capillaries spread all over your body. Your kidney, you know. So this kind of disease we call autoimmune disease. Okay? Now the cause is, why? Why? Why your T cell changed and now attacking? When what? Originally it was what? Programmed to protect. And among those autoimmune diseases, there is a disease called Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's disease, you cannot really produce a sufficient amount of dopamine. Okay, in your brain, there's something called dopamine. You learned about endorphin, serotonin, melatonin, and there's dopamine too. And this dopamine make you feel what? Make you feel romantic. Dopamine makes you very flexible. See? Not stiff, you know, or rigid, you know. Okay? And something going here. We have dopamine problems somewhere. Yeah. This always happens, you know. Always. There's always some dispute going on whenever I talk about dopamine. Okay. And so, you know what? Lately, scientists found out that Parkinson's disease is also a kind of autoimmune disease. Isn't that interesting? You know what that means? The patient's own T cell going up to brain and destroy what? Dopamine producing, selectively dopamine producing cells, neurons. Isn't that interesting? How T cell knows which one is dopamine producing cells, right? But they find it anyway. And they destroy none other brain cells. They only destroy what? Dopamine-producing cells. So if your brain produces enough dopamine, then you become a very romantic person. Honey, I love you. And, But if you don't produce enough dopamine, you cannot be. It's so difficult to be what? Romantic. You always talk to your wife. You know, it is very interesting to me. I encountered many Parkinson's disease patients, you know, and I have knowing all these, okay? And also knowing that your T cells are so sensitive to what you, how you feel. Because scientists found out on the surface of the T cells, they found out there are many different receptors for the brain chemicals. Other cells don't have that many different variety of the receptors which receive some chemicals which brain produced. So that means what? That means that T cell who has so many different receptors, antennas, you know, to receive what brain produce. That means what? T cell has very close relationship with what? Natural killer cell too, with the brain. So they are very sensitive to how you feel. See? That's why the natural killer cell was responding even to the treatment called what? Positive imagery therapy. Yes. Yeah. So, knowing that, what kind of person you think can be more vulnerable to develop Parkinson's disease? Yeah, of course, men. Yeah. You know, I met a woman who has a Parkinson's disease. You know, the romantic woman never gets Parkinson's disease. Yeah. It's a woman who are very what? Very rigid. Very rigid and very strict. No. Yeah. 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 See. And men, because one day I was giving lecture and the one couple just like this, you know, sitting, and the wife was laughing, you know, and she just nod her head, and she just laughed and laughed. But it was not easy for her to laugh freely because she was keep on looking at her husband, you know, as if her husband is going to spank her, you know. And she seems to be a little bit afraid of, husband. And then I noticed that. I said, why are you laughing so hard, and she looked at, is your husband just like that, you know? And she said, honey, is that okay to tell? I figured, you know. So I said, go ahead, tell me, you know. It's okay, you have my permission. You know what she says? They've been married for 45 years, okay? For entire 45 years, she was never, never allowed to express her own opinion. She was only given the choice to say yes or no, period. But no, never be acceptable. Yeah. See? And that man now has Parkinson's disease. After living for 45 years like that. Why? Because T cell has a strong message, you know? And, you know, you have, God gave him some dopamine producing brain cells, but this guy never uses them. They finally determined there's no use for them, right? Then when there is finally determined, there's no use, then T-cell has the job to go up there, what? Destroy it. That's why it is a self-inflicted disease, really. Yeah. And, you know, everybody think the brain cell can never regenerate, you know? But now they found out. Let me show you this, okay? This is amazing, and I always been waiting for this. And look. This is from Scientific America. New nerve cells for what? For the adult brain. Yeah. In the brain, actually, we produce new brain cells daily. Yeah. Look at this. Animal studies raise hopes for what? Spinal cord repair. Even you have some section of the spinal cord, still what? They found out. This is science. Okay. This is July 2002, right? This is all brand new scientific papers, now saying that even central nervous system neurons can what? Can regenerate. Okay. Okay. Let's go back to the previous one. Look at this. This is brain picture of the brain. Look at this. Scientists found out there is what? Stem cell in the brain. The stem cell is created and then it grow up. There's a first stage, mature like this, then second stage, now matured like this, then third stage, it is a completely matured new brain cells. See? So, in your brain, this kind of phenomena, this kind of phenomenon happens every day. Let me show you this. Okay. This is from New York Times, right? It's October 15th, 98. Look at this. Brain may grow new cells daily. This study came from Princeton University. And this is, now we know that even though you have brain cell damage, the new brain cell your brain can, what? Produce. Okay. But it is amazing. If you don't believe it, it doesn't. Yeah. Yes. Just like my patient with the diabetes, right? If he listened to his physician says, it is what? Impossible. You have to take insulin shot until the very day of your death. Then it doesn't. But the moment he what? He found there is a God, right? And God can activate and awaken the sleeping gene. He get it. See, that's why the belief is very important. Having faith is not just having religion. Right? There's so many people do not really know, never really experienced the power of belief. They simply says, which religion you think it's better for me, you know? No, not that. You really find the truth, that truth you can actually what? Believe. I believe this, you know. Then it is becoming power for you. See, it is worth to go there, to go through there. So, look at this. The two different lifestyles here in this group of mice, they simply eat and live, right? I don't know what live means for them, right? Nothing to do. So there's nothing. Now, scientists call this kind of environment enriched environment, okay? They give them a lot of toys, and so they have fun, right? Guess what? After the same brain damage, this group, the enriched environment group, regenerate brain, what? Brain cell much, what? Faster, much better. Then these mice living meaninglessly. So you can see the meaning, again, controls what? Regeneration of the new brain cells too. See, when scientists found a brain can regenerate new brain cells every day, but you know what? This kind of phenomena does not really happen that much. Instead, the opposite phenomena happens more often, which is Alzheimer's disease, right? Yeah. Alzheimer's disease. Brain cells keep on dying. They do not regenerate. Why? Why? You know, scientists have been working very hard to find out what really caused that kind of fast process of brain cell death, causing Alzheimer's disease. Right? And at the beginning, at the very beginning, which is what, 20 years ago, we doctors talked about what? It's aluminum, right? But we found out that's not it. You know? So there's so much money in the research and couldn't really locate what is the cause of Alzheimer's disease. And most recent study from University of Kentucky, scientists found something very significant. But unfortunately, this, I don't know how much, you know, people pay attention to this article. This is from Time magazine. Okay, Time magazine, I think 2001, May 13. And this is Dr. Snowden from University of Kentucky. And he studied with Catholic nuns, so there's a nun study. I guess nuns are best candidate to study what? Alzheimer's disease. Why? First of all, because they don't have mother-in-law, right? Second of all, they don't have husband, right? So they are living very uniform lifestyle, right? They have same religion, right? They don't have to bother with the children, bother with, a brother-in-law, whatever, you know, sister-in-law, nothing. They all sort of have what same kind of stress, right? So it is a very ideal candidate for the research of the Alzheimer's disease. Yeah. You know what was the conclusion? He could not find any real cause of Alzheimer's disease, really. So he compared the nuns, even though they're retired, even though they're after 80s, their memory is what? Very good, yet. Yet, on the other hand, the early 50s, some nuns already have what? Sign of Alzheimer's disease. So he was really observing it, and then finally when a patient dies, or Alzheimer's patient or not, he got this brain. So it was a long project. Very excellent study, you know. And there was no external cause he could find. He was so frustrated. Then one day, something clicked. Okay. Why don't I look into their diaries? So they requested diary, and they allowed him to go through the diary. You know what he found? Those Catholic nuns who are old, like 70 and 80s, still have a good memory. You know what he found out from diaries? The diaries are full. Every day, there's a lot of things to write down. It was a full day. You know? And every page is, they were what? Those nuns were thankful. Lots of spark. Yes. It was a good day, or even bad days, what? They were asking God to help them. You know? That kind of diary. But those Catholic nuns who's already suffering from early stage of Alzheimer's disease in early 50s, their diary in their 30s and 40s, do you know what they saw? Empty. Just, oh, today was very hot. I'm tired. Period. And sometimes they wrote, I don't know why I become a nun. Life is what? Meaningless. Simply, they live day by day. Ah, it's so meaningless. You know? Then you don't want to think about anything, right? Because everything you think about is what? According to the voice of death, isn't it? Yes. So you don't even feel like thinking anymore. Then when you develop that kind of strong need to discard your brain cell, because as long as you have a brain cell, you keep on thinking. Right? So it says, I don't feel like thinking. You know what happened? What happened is brain cell begin to die. Okay. Yeah. Brain cell begin to die. Even though brain cell is what? The brain is originally programmed to produce new brain cell. Yes. That's why it is important for you to learn this kind of, learning something new, very stimulating in this kind of seminars. See? Wow. Yes. You know? Wow, I didn't know this. This is fascinating. Then it's a good prevention for Alzheimer's disease. Okay. Let's compare Jimmy Carter and Ronald Reagan. Okay? The Reagan today, unfortunately, he cannot even recognize his wife, right? Yeah. Why? Jimmy Carter. As a president, politically speaking, Reagan was one of the what? The best, they say, right? One of the best presidents the United States ever had. Jimmy Carter, as a president, one of the the other way around, right? Yeah. Yet, he is doing much better in his life. He does not have Alzheimer's disease. Why? Why? This is a matter of sparks, you know. Jimmy Carter, right? Yeah. Jimmy Carter found the meaning in his life. Even he's not being a president of the United States anymore, right? Yeah. He really pursued true meaning of the life, right? So he developed what? He coined a new habitat movement. No, he gathered some donations and he began to build housing for the what? Poor in Atlanta. It was wonderful. This former president is what? Climbing the roof and what? Hammering the nail. See? And every day he felt what? He sweat, but he felt what? Good. He felt he was needed. Ronald Reagan, on the other hand, so he's what? He used to be an actor. Actor always need to be what? Need to have attention. Spotlight. See? Then, because of this applaud, right? And because of this praise, you know, because of this what? Popularity. Is there life, isn't it? When that disappears, acting people do not know why they should live, right? So when spotlight is gone, right, then suddenly he felt what? There's no need to... Yeah. See, this is what is happening. So it is what? Internal processes. And you know what really going on. Then, look, this is a very interesting observation. And eventually scientists found there's a strange new protein in the in the Alzheimer patient's Alzheimer patient brain. See? Very interesting protein called presenilin. Interesting protein is produced in Alzheimer patient brain cell. The name is presenilin. Do you know what presenilin means? Pre means, you know the pre, right? What does senile means?
Senility.
Senility. So early, what? Senile stuff. IN is stuff. Okay, this is substance, IN. So this is protein, name of protein. New protein which was recently found in the what? In the brain cell of the Alzheimer patient. Presenilin. When this patient produced this presenilin is killing the brain cell. Isn't that interesting? Why do you produce presenilin? Because you don't what? You don't need them. You don't feel like having your brain cell. So disease, your gene respond to your what? Your need, yeah. So that's why you have to live your life really what? Feeling that you need to be alive, see? If you don't know why you need to be alive, you know, I don't know, you know, then everything, all the destructive process will be happening. Yeah. Especially when your anger and what? Hatred. See. Whenever you are in anger and hatred, see, like when you go to see the beautiful place. Last year, I went to Norway, you know. We had a lot of Norwegian, and we had a camp. Norwegians are very special people, I noticed. They're, everybody is what? Blonde, what? Blue eyes, and tall, and nice looking. But they're very quiet. Very quiet. It was so strange to me, as Oriental, the same looking people, Americans are so noisy, and Norwegian, bubbly Norwegians so quiet, you know. It was strange. And I was so, and for first lecture, I was so frustrated because they do not respond. They're just very seriously listening, you know. They don't even smile. Really, even their language is very quiet. Yeah. And an American way of expressing thanks, right? Thanks. There are many different ways. Thank you so much. Thanks a lot. Thanks million. You know, so many different ways of expressing thank you, right? I appreciate and so on, so on. So many different ways to express your feeling that you feel thankful. You know what Norwegian says? So I happen to take this Scandinavian, you know, airline, and when we arrived in Oslo, and I was getting off the airplane, and they all lined up, you know, pilot and all these flight attendants. They keep on saying, tuck, tuck, tuck. I didn't know what they're saying. Tuck, 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 tuck. Very quietly, tuck, tuck, tuck. Do you know what it was? Thank you. So I noticed that later. It was tuck. It was very quietly saying, tuck. That means, thank you. So I asked them, how do you express when you feel really thankful? You know what the answer was? Doesn't talk. Do you know what doesn't means? Thousand. Not even million. And then still it's very quiet. Doesn't talk. So I was so frustrated. Don't you guys ever say amen? I said, in American way, you know. And I guess they are so frustrated, you know. So after the lecture, a couple, a nice-looking couple came, and who can speak English pretty good, and came to me and, Dr. Lee, we are so thankful that you came. You know, please don't feel bad. We Norwegians are very, very quiet. So even though we don't express, there's a lot of things that happen in our heart. I said, okay. And when I went to Norway, wow, have you been to Norway? It is worth to travel there, really. I always thought Canadian Rocky is what? The most beautiful place on earth. But comparing to Norway, forget it. You know, in Canada, you have to drive at least 1 or 2 hours, right, to see the nice spot. You know, wow, then you have to drive again. Then, are we there yet? You know, then finally you got there. Wow, this is wonderful. But in Norway, all the time, wow. I'm not kidding, really. And there's a lot of tunnels, you know. And if you pass one tunnel, then wow. The next tunnel, wow. You know, really shockingly beautiful, you know. It was last year. But even today, standing in, Arizona, still talking about Norway, my genes are what? Jumping and dancing, right? So it is important to have this kind of wonderful what? Memories. Yes, wonderful memories. Even though you don't like what is happening now, you have to try to make it what? Memorable time, really. For your life, really. Yeah. For your life. Yeah. Then, you know, next day you think about this kind of meeting. Wow, you know, we had fun. You know, at least. So that's why I love America. Because America, you go to Germany, they don't do this. You know, they're quiet. Quiet, serious. Seriously quiet. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You go to England. They're very, like this, you know. But America, it's a sort of a little bit relaxed, and then it's funny, you know. It's really very unique place on earth, really. Really, it is different, you know. You go to Japan, it's so different, you know. It's so different. And when Japanese come to United States, it is very hard to adjust, really, because they are always following the what? Rules, right? Like this. But in America, hi, how are you doing? They can't stand this, you know. It's very interesting how so people are different from each other, you know? But anyway, can you believe that Alzheimer's patient brain cells produce presenilin themselves? Why? Because they need them. They need them. Yeah. Isn't that interesting? You know that the mad cow disease, right? You know how mad cow disease began? At the beginning, right now, by eating the meat of the mad cow disease, you can get mad cow disease, okay. But still, by eating, you are not getting any kind of organism like a virus cause mad cow diseases. It is certain protein. It's not an organism, microorganism. It is protein. It is a strange protein no other cows have. It developed from England, you know. In England, you know, the British cows are most unhappiest cows in this world. You know. Because they're so squished and, you know, they're so productive and, you know, low cost, but, you know, they raise lots of cattle and then kills them so efficiently, you know. So, why do you think only British cows develop mad cow disease? Because it is crazy the way they are being treated, right? Yeah. So unnatural. They never could eat the weeds and grasses out there. Only thing was they're being fed is what? All these animal, you know, product, it was so yucky for them, right? So whenever the meal time, I guess they were each other saying, oh, yuck. We have to eat this stuff again, you know? Now they have no place, no space to play, nothing. Just being there and eating, being fed to be killed. Right? So, probably if you are a British cow, probably you're chatting each other with your next guy, say, boy, I'm going crazy. So, you know what happened? There is some kind of a protein-like structure called the prion, okay? If you have a normal prion, you're okay. But you know what scientists observed? They have abnormal prion. Prion has been changed. Why prion has been changed? Prion has very similar structure like a protein. The structure of the prion is designed by what? Gene. And then finally they found what? That prion-producing gene is altered. By their own need, because they felt like going crazy. Right? It is not an organism. It is what? Internally developed change. See? How important to know this kind of stuff. Right? So that's why if you begin to feel the new meaning to live, wow. Now I found out meaning. You know. Then it's going to what? Tighten your what? The assembled structure of the gene. See? Okay? Yeah. Very important. Okay. And but when can you find the meaning? The real meaning. I think woman knows very well. We men don't really understand this kind of meaning to live. You know? I think that's why woman lives longer. Because women feel much more meaning to live than men. Why? Because woman is dealing with what? Life. Really. You know, when was the most meaningful moment for you? Man does not have that. That's when you have a firstborn baby, right? After going through such a painful processes of labor. And the moment you embrace your little one, and all the pain completely disappears. And you absolutely feel that you are needed. You are overwhelmed by what? Meaningfulness for your life. right? That's the happiest time for any human being ever experiences. Right? I envy women in this point. Yeah, really. I wish I could feel that much what? Meaning. And you're not going to exchange. Even though this baby means what? Even though this baby means headache. We all know how tough time we're going to have with this baby, right? But mommy don't care. Because I love this headache. See? When you love headache, when you love this troublesome, you know, existence, because your own baby, you felt such a meaning in your life. It is love create meaning. See? Isn't it true? When your husband, wife, right? If there is no love between you, is that meaningful for you being husband and wife? No. Okay, you are my husband, so what? You know. It is love create meaning. If we love one another, then it is meaningful for us to live together. Right? Then your genes become tight. See? Yeah. Love is very interesting thing because it comes from God. Yeah. Yes. So that's why it is extremely important to know love. In this context, okay, and I like to show something. Like you saw, this, right? Queen ants are being killed by, right? Worker ants. When there is what, the food shortages, right? And the god, see, activate the gene to kill them. See why? To preserve, you know, this ecological balances. And there's many other, and you saw this, right? And look at this. This is mice having baby. She has a baby. Okay, look at this. Genetically deprived, a mouse lacking an imprinted gene called MEST gene, right? Right? This mommy just had babies, but you know what? This mother has no gene called MEST. This MEST gene is maternal instinct gene. Maternal instinct gene. Okay. And this mommy has that gene. So she knows now how to take care of the babies. But she doesn't know. Why? Program has been what? According to your computer language, program has been deleted. When program is deleted, this mice does not know. The baby's baby, she says, well. So maternal instinct is not mother's intention. It is a programmed program, okay? And as you have a baby, God what? Activate that gene by sending the spark. Then you have that love. You know? Yes. Then you have love. My first daughter, really did not want to have a baby. And I know the reason. You know, because my younger daughter was very pretty, you know, and they were only what? Only 16 months apart. So whenever people comes to my home, they always what? Love my younger. Oh, how pretty! And the older one is left out. And I guess that was the reason, you know? And then pretty soon, as whenever she has chance, she's what? Going to that younger sister and scratch. This stupid daddy did not know what's going on. And I spanked her. And problem was getting worse. Okay. Then when she become like a 4 years old, 3 years old, whenever some, my friend bring the baby, okay, baby, and then she scratches. Then I spanked her. Without knowing how terrible she's feeling. See? And that's the way she grew up. Now I become a Christian. Now I understand what a terribly stupid father I was, right? So, she did not want to have a baby because she know all babies are so unhappy. Right? So she didn't. What can I say? And I say, well, it's nice, wonderful to have a baby, you know. You know, I said, I never been happy. What can you say? And I hope you change your mind. She says, Daddy, forget it. You know, you'll not have a grandchildren from me. Okay, that's too bad, but... Yeah. And so she was really doing strict, you know, sort of, control, okay. And then one day she kept, Daddy, I think I'm pregnant. And I'm going to have abortion, she says. But I couldn't say anything. I hope you keep it. You know. No, don't expect me, you know. Then she began to ask him, Daddy, how is it in having abortion? Is it hurt? Does it hurt? You know, this kind of thing. I say, well, you know, how do you do that? You know, they put something in and they scratches, you know. This is yuck. Oh, gross, you know. So she was kind of afraid of that procedure. So she just postponing and postponing. Now it became, what, almost 3 months. Then, one day, baby moved. And she said, oh, Daddy, baby moved. That's the moment God sparked maternal instinct. You know, she was a changed person. Oh, Daddy, I'm going to keep this baby. Really? Oh, you know how much I prayed for it? Yeah. And God answered my prayer. So God sent a spark and activated the maternal instinct gene, right? And she said, Daddy, what shall I eat? I love this baby. I'm gonna make him do the new start. Yeah! She did! You know, she was smoking. She was drinking coffee. Some alcohol. She quit everything. Yes. Wow. Maternal instinct is what? In full action. Right? And I saw dramatic change. And 9 months later, she has a beautiful grandson for me. Really beautiful and healthy. Wow, and doctors are so shocked. We don't see this kind of healthy baby nowadays. Yeah. Really? Yeah. There's scores, you know, they call the Apgar scores, right? And it was, almost 10. They say we don't see this kind of scars lately. Yeah. And this guy is so healthy and happy guy, and the new start is even good in the womb too. And this guy has no complex. Yeah. Isn't that wonderful? So, that is God's will, isn't it? It's written in the base sequences, in the genes. You know? So, it is important, because she couldn't find her meaning for the life up until that point. But the moment she fell in love with what? Baby inside, her life began to be meaningful. Love creates meaning. Okay? Yeah. That's why it is very important to have a loving relationship. See? When you have an angry, hateful relationship, it kills you. If you have more relationship like that, you begin to feel like what? Dying. You just give up. Quit. Right? That's why even that rat, the mouse, poor guy, drink alcohol. Right? Yeah. See, this is how it happens. Okay. Now, knowing this much, let me show you this. We do a little Bible study on love. Let me show you this one verse in the book of Revelation, which is such a misunderstood verse. And whenever I read this, I was always so frustrated. When he opened the fifth seal, since I don't have much time, I don't want to explain the seal. I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. Okay? They're talking about whom? Talking about martyrs who were killed, right? And these martyrs cried out. And they cried with a loud voice saying, "How long, O Lord, holy and true, until you judge," okay, now we have the word judge, okay, "you judge and what? Avenge our blood on those who dwell on earth." In other words, these martyrs are asking for what? Avenge for their blood. You know, I felt so strange about this. It does not make any sense. Why? Is it making sense to you? If it does make sense to you, you have a problem. Really, you do have a problem. See? To me, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't fit with the rest of the Bible. Okay? Why? Because martyrs are the people who know Jesus what? So well. Martyrs are kind of people who is willing to what? Willing to die for God. They have no regret. They don't need avenge, right? Instead of avenge, they ask God what? Even at the very moment of their death, what they were praying for? Forgiving and asking that enemy, right, who killed them to become a Christian, right?
Amen.
Yes. That's why it shouldn't make any sense when you read this, right? You know, if it doesn't cause any trouble in you, you have a problem, really. And I hope that problem is healed today. Tonight, okay? And here it says, "You judge and avenge." So judge and avenge goes what? Hand in hand. It was exciting when I saw this. Ha! So, If I don't understand the word avenge, then I don't understand the word what? Judge. Yes. If you think that these martyrs are asking what? The real avenge, which you think what avenge is, then judgment is a terrible thing, right? Yeah. Okay? But you know what? When Stephen was martyred, or murdered, whatever, right? Yeah. By Apostle Paul, right? What do you think Stephen was praying? Father. So he actually forgave them? Father, please forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. But on top of that, I know Stephen prayed, Father, that Paul, you know, please convert him. If he get converted, he'll do what? I think he'll do a good job. I think Stephen really prayed for Paul. Right? Do you think Stephen is saying, oh God, how long you are not going to kill him? How long we have to wait until you avenge your blood? No. That's not the Bible. See? So therefore, we need to understand what the biblical avenge means. When God avenges somebody, right? What does he do? See? So I begin to search the word avenge in the scripture. I refuse to accept biblical avenge as if it is what? My avenge as a sinner. You understand? Yeah. God's avenge is a different avenge than our avenge. God is a holy person. His avenge is a holy avenge. How then holy avenge should be different from my sinful avenge? Right? So, I looked for the word avenge. I found in the Roman chapter 12. Look at this. Then you have, you know the truth tonight, and you have freedom in the Bible reading. Repay no one evil for what? Evil. God is asking us to not repay evil for what? Evil. So this alone is already what? In conflict. Right? So martyrs should never what? Ask God to repay evil for what? Evil. Right? Now we are opening the door now, right? Yeah. Have a regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as it depends on you, live peaceably with what? All men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves. Why? Why God is asking not to avenge ourselves? Because if we do, we're going to kill them. Right? God does not want to see that happen. God loves everyone. God loves my enemy who kills me too. See? God want to make everyone live, right? So, do not avenge yourself, but rather give place to what? Wrath. Okay. Give place to wrath. Paul understands wrath in a strange way. Different from our understanding of the wrath. Again. Now here, judgment, right? Avenge. Now what? Wrath. Okay. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay. Repay, says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry. So now Paul is explaining what? How to avenge your enemy. When you, what? when you put your enemy into what? Wrath of God. Right? Then it says what? Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap the coals of fire on his head. You know, when I was a long time ago, when I was reading this, I ignored this, you know. Feed him, you know, give him a drink. And I only read this, coal of fire. No wonder, you know, God has his way of avenging my enemy. What a sinful way! Does it really say that? What you think? No. Now you need to know, what is this coal of fire mean? Do you know where this fire came from? Coal of fire? See, whenever Paul writes scripture, he always uses what? Old Testament concept, right? He brings word from the Old Testament. Have you ever seen coals of fire from Old Testament? Altar, that's right. If you read Ezekiel, right? And when Ezekiel saw the throne of God, there was a coals of fire, see, from the throne. See? When Isaiah says, Isaiah chapter 6, oh, I'm in trouble because what? I saw God with unclean lips. And then, yeah, the angel took what? Coal of fire from altar and touched his lip, and his lip was cleansed. So coal of fire means it is Holy Spirit of forgiving power. See? Yeah. Cleansing. See? So, putting coal of fire upon your head of your enemy means what? Make him feel he is totally what? Forgiven. By you and by what? By God. That's the way you are going to avenge your enemy. When you express that, when you show him that, then your enemy will say, you forgive me? Then he says, now I know why you forgave me. It's because you're God. That means your God forgave me too? Even though I did such a horrible thing for you, then you can say to him what? Of course. Then he will have a spark. He'll have a tremendous what? Love coming from God. Then he'll have what? Tears in his eyes. Okay. Now, God forgave me, you forgave me. I want to go to your God myself. So he decided to become a Christian. That is avenge, isn't it? That's the way God want to avenge my enemy. Amen. Amen, right? Amen. Yes, whopping, yes. Yeah. This is what spark is. When you know this kind of God, right? When you didn't know this, heaping the coal of fire. Wow. He is sort of mean too, you know? Then can you love that God, right? No. No. That's why you lose meaning for your life. See? When you say God is your creator and you cannot love him, how much meaning for your life you have, right? You don't. When love creates meaning, right? Oh, I was elated, you know. Yes! Now, that means wrath is different from what you think too, right? I'll explain wrath later, you know. This is amazing. So, now we go back to the Revelation, okay? 6, since we solved problem of what? Avenge, right? Mm-hmm. How long, O Lord, holy and true, until you, what? Judge and avenge our blood on the... So that means martyrs are crying out, how long, O Lord, you're going to convert Paul who killed me? That's what it means. Right? Yes. Isn't that beautiful? Oh, sudden. Amen. Yes. Amen. Oh, amen. That's right. Amen. You know? Yeah. Then what judge means? What is judge means? Judgment now means different from what you think. Judgment is what? Process of salvation is judgment. Isn't it? The God's effort. The effort of God which is being put in the process of what? Conversion. Salvation. And God, please judge my enemy Paul according to your judgment. God's judgment means what? The trying to save Paul as much as possible by forgiving and forgiving. And God became successful, isn't it? In terms of Stephen's, you know, avenge. And God really established real avenge for the Stephen's blood, isn't it? Yes. Amen. See? That's why I am excited, you know? Yes. Wow. You know. Then you can say here the answer, which a lot of people misunderstood. Then a white robe was given to each of them, and it was said to them that they should rest a while longer, until both the number of their fellow servants and their brethren who would be killed as they were was what? Completed. What a nasty answer. Okay, wait. You know, you guys haven't been killed enough. What an elementary thinking. Why? Because we are so abnormal, that's why. So this is, in fact, if I paraphrase this, okay, God is saying this. Okay, Stephen? Or maybe, let's say it is Abel, right? Abel was the first martyr, right? And Abel was crying out, God, how long I have to wait? You convert my brother who killed me. And God is saying, it's tough, Abel. You know, I've been trying. I guess many more mothers have to die until they are converted. Can you see now? That's right. That's what God is saying. See? How wonderful, right? See, Bible is this kind of book. Amen. Okay? Yes, yes, yes. See, now you know, Herbert, you are so deceived, right? That's right. See, Herbert was scared. See? Yeah. And since I met Herbert, you know, and whenever I tell him something like this, he's brightening up. Wow. Wow. This is going to heal. This God is going to give him the healing. You know that? Yes. Yes. Sang-ni can do very much, right? All I can do is I can reveal to you the God I know, whom I found from the scripture, right? This is true new start. Let the God heal you, right? When you know this kind of wonderful God, you will eat healthy food, right? Yeah. What can you do? See? Yeah. You'll treat yourself. Why? Because you've just found out you're very important to him. Yes. How can you treat him nastily, right? You're going to treat yourself differently now. Because now you found out he is that kind, loving God. Amen. God bless you. Amen. 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 Yes. Okay, let us pray. Dear loving Father, we are so thankful, Father. We are so thankful because of your wonderful, loving character. We just found out we are indeed living in Laodicean Church. We thought we knew you, but we knew you the other way around. And Jesus is outside the door. And you are pounding the door for us to open. Tonight, Father, we heard your pounding, your knocking. And Father, we opened the door for you, and we're so happy tonight. Amen. Father, heal us. The misunderstanding caused so much damage and super radical oxygen. So, Father, now it is your turn to heal us. And judge us and save us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.